keep us within the fold. But my next step, what is here, I must be particular to get up on this step, and then the that step, that will be more helpful. And that is this idea will be above to attract me. Sometimes it may create hope in me, and this also may excite some spirit, they will say, oh, this is a fun, Chaitanya Dev, he is crying and he is doing this as a madman. Chaitanya Dev was a madman. So they can, that can also excite and create offense to another also, but less offense. They say, they are the model of Chaitanya, you accepted. What was his last days? He was always crying and rubbing his face against the wall and sometimes running to the sea. Is this your highest ideal of life? What is this? A ludicrous thing? So we must be in the proper channel. Another devotion. That Bhishkishan told, yes, Chaitanya was my devotee, one of my devotees was he, to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yeah. And when Bhaktivinoda Thakur thought in his life, this man should be removed very swiftly, quickly, with such extensive prestige, he says that Chaitanya was his devotee. Gaur Hari Bol, Bhuta Shuddhi. This Bhuta Shuddhi, to keep up one's temperament in a normal position where he should be in his stage of realization. The Nidai Chaitanya, this name will help. Nidai Chaitanya, set me right. Set me right in my position. I am making too much advance, going beyond my jurisdiction. Please forgive and give me the proper adjustment. May not be maladjusted by your grace. Because I am requested to deal all these things and as much as possible, keeping the respect on the thing I am trying to deal with intellectually. Keep me all right. Nidai Jaitanya, Nidai Padavini Bhai Radha Krishna Paitanai. The foundation must be solid and the proper, then the structure should be erected, otherwise the whole thing will go down. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai, Nidai, Nidai. Dayanidai. Henanidai Vinevai Radha Krishna Paitenai. The solid foundation we can get from Nitta. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. One day Nityananda Prabhu came to Mahaprabhu's house in Mayapur. Naked, quite naked. And there are so many. Even Parasrachi Devi, Vishnu Priya, they are also there. Another devotee. Nityananda came quite naked. Then Mahaprabhu managed to give some cloth. And what happens? If the devotees think in a dual way, have any misconception about him, so he asked Nityananda, his gopin, he said, "I want to have your gopin." And he tore it up and distributed among the householders that were present. Keep it one, a piece of his gopin, in some maduliki ki bale, in some part, in your hair or in your hand, you preserve it as an ornament. This maduli, this is a small pipa-like thing, like thing in which some medicine, some kabas is mentioned, and with a thread it is put in the hand, or sometimes it is kept in the with the hairs. Please keep it with you, then you will be able to have sense control very soon. Nityananda is so, he has got so self-control to such a degree, he does not know anything of this world. So he can come naked amongst the male and the female. His vairagya is such, indifference to the world, to the mundane transaction. He is so free from this mundane transaction, Nityananda. So the grace of Nityananda will construct the good foundation, his grace. This is all ekayan. Ekayan, not babhayan, not leading to many branches. Ekayan, that great single model, ideal. The current and this is most firm foundation, his grace means. And then you may have any structure. It can be a weight. If you have faith in Nityananda, then that faith can bear any amount of weight, structure. It won't betray you. The foundation won't betray you. You have Nityananda. So Swami Maharaj laid stress in the devotion of Nityananda amongst the Westerners. Get his mercy. And then Radha Krishna afterwards. Mahaprabhu means Radha Krishna. First Nityananda. And then Gauranga, then Radha Govinda. Three stages. You have to raise yourself up. Okay, who will say that?
I
am. Who is the man? Who of you will stay here to take prasadam? He has come to inquire. Whether you will take prasadam and go, or before that you go. You consult and say, he has come to know. What do you do?
Amar
hai shakle chali jabe. Sab. Tale dar nahi bolcha. Gaur hari bol, gaur hari bol, gaur hari bol. Re jay. Pori sevan shuddha jabe naki? Ha? Akkai Ananda Maharaj. Gaur hari bol. পরিশেবন তো খুব বাংলা ভালো জানে কে আপনি জানেন না এ জানে এ ভালো জানে এ কলোকিয়াল জানে আর আপনি বাংলা সাধু ভাষা জানেন
গ্রামের লোকের সাথে আমি কথা বলতে পারি না
পারেন না আপনি শাস্ত্রের সঙ্গে পারেন
আর
ইনি শাস্ত্র বুঝতে পারেন আর ও কলোকিয়াল ল্যাঙ্গুয়েজ বুঝতে পারেন হরি কৃষ্ণ
Same with Hindi. Hindi, I can. Uche Hindi, to bala bujhte pari, kintu
classical language. You are acquainted with.
Yeah, but when you get down,
and colloquial. He is expert in colloquial, and you are in classical.
How does one attain the mercy of Lord Nityananda?
What is he?
How does one get the mercy of Lord Nityananda?
Nityananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Who finds more inclination to serve Gauranga and his dham and his servants. Nityananda is very much kind to him who has got some tendency, special tendency to Gaur-lila. Nityananda Prabhu, he walked from door to door, take the name of Gauranga. I shall be your servant. You can purchase me. Take the name of Gauranga. I will be sold to you without any price, any condition. That was his temple. When Mahaprabhu sent Nityananda, he was in Puri, sent Nityananda, without you, I don't find anyone who can spread the Krishna Naam, Krishna Naam, Krishna Bhakti, who can spread, because the Bengalis are very wicked in nature. They are more engaged in tantric and maya and smriti. They are making too much of those dreadful things and patta, that they have finished everything, all knowledge. So that is a very hard field. And if without you, none will be able to awaken them, especially the masses. You separate from them with the classes, from the classes, and approach the masses with Krishna Naam. And you are the fittest person. Nityananda who came, but without trying to take Krishna Naam, he began to preach Gaur Naam. Bhaja Gauranga kaha Gauranga. Laha Gauranga naam. Je bhaja Gauranga chande se yamatana. Nityananda Prabhu found it. That Krishna Naam kare aparadhir vichar. There is some danger is connected that Krishna Naam, the Krishna Lila is very akin to this mundane debauch, this thieving, this lying and all these things is very akin to a degraded soul. So, and Krishna is of a reserved nature. It is very difficult to understand the purity of Krishna Lila for the masses. The mass mind cannot approach Krishna Lila as the highest attainment. So it will be difficult to preach. But Gauranga Lila, when Krishna has come to distribute to the public with such capital in his mind of going. So, to submit to Gaur Lila a little, it will be easy, the sannyas bhaga lila. And the Gauranga means a dynamo which wants to give Krishna, to distribute to Krishna. And we must take to that the most magnanimous, surcharged with intensified pity for the ordinary people, kindness, affection, even to the criminals, So anyhow to keep them to his connection, then Krishna Lila is already in their feast. So he began to preach about Gauranga, not of Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna Lila as commanded by Mahaprabhu. So Maja Gauranga, Gauranga began. So he's special, and there is another instance described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. The Shochi Devi had a dream that Krishna Balaram is there in a throne, and Nityananda is fighting with Balaram. Come away from the throne. It is no longer Dapar Yuga. The Kali, the age Kali has come, and my master, Gauranga, must take the position of this throne. You come out. And Balaram, he is giving sort of opposition. No, why should we come out? We are sitting on the throne from so long a time. Why should we come down? Nityananda forcibly taking him. As a Balaram, he is submitting slightly. My master, Gauranga, he must take the opposition now, the age for him has come. So it's very partial to Gauranga. The Krishna is far off. My Lord is Gauranga. I must be very near and grateful to him. The Guru, rather than just Das Goswami says, Vakarinapi, I want your grace, Radharani. Without you, I don't want Krishna, a separate Krishna. And along with you, if I get you, with you, Krishna, I want that to serve. But never, without you, any Krishna, I never want it. So, that should be the healthy attitude of the devotees, that they won't try the higher authorities under whom they can connect with Krishna. The Gurudev, the Vaishnava, the hierarchy, they always try to intensify their faith. Faith. Who is giving the highest highest model or ideal, who is giving his, to him the next person from whom he is getting it, then there will be, their allegiance must be highest there. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya aprasadat nagati kutopi. This is the position of Guru. By whose grace I can get anything, I can get the grace of the Krishna, and without whose grace I have got no other prospect. So this way, who has given to me the first connection, I must have reverence there. But at the same time, I won't conceive that that is a dog. That is a dog. I must seem, because I have come to not a particular figure, but what he says, his upadesh, the learning, what is attracting my heart. I am not this body. I am the enquirer, and which is satisfying me, drawing the enquirer to the enquired. I must try to locate that thing in him, and not prakita buddhi. Not prakita buddhi. I am not this. Who am I? The disciple? Or this body? This figure? The temperament? The caste? Or the figure? Or the color? Or the scholarship? The intellectualism? No. Who has come to seek? Who is the party in me? And who is the party in Guru? That we must be conscious. We must be fully awake to that. We have been awake there. What is the inner thing? Well, I have come for which thing? We must be awake to our own interest. That is relative and absolute. The form we shall have to eliminate, ignore, and the spirit we have to keep out, or keep up always. Otherwise, we may be a form worshipper. Where is Guru? Who is Guru? Where to be located? What is his ideal? What does he really want me to do? What does he really want me to take? These things must not be dismissed from our idea. Not only formal adherence. The spiritual way. The spiritual man is going to the spiritual world to have the spiritual realization, all the spiritual. And all conceptions of mundane, whether physical or intellectual or mental, that should be eliminated in our journey, if we want to go to the inner, in this world of substance. Hare Krishna. It will decide my real progress, desire of life. The fulfillment is from the inner side, always. If one can keep up that thread, then he will go and he will get things of that quality. Beautiful figure, the beautiful intellectual delivery, and so many other things, maybe the style, the movement, the boldness, so many things there are. But what should be the highest thing in our realization, and for that we shall progress means elimination and acceptance. And always, it is a dynamic thing. Otherwise you shall be dead. acceptance and elimination. Selection key. And the Vaigyanik, the scientists also say, for natural selection or something like that. Survival of the fittest. Natural selection in the expression of the scientist. Natural selection. Nature is selecting some and some giving up something. In the course of the development of this worldly affair, so many animals, so many things were in the present, but they're gone, giving place to the to those. The natural selection and the survival of the fittest. It is dynamic. We are living in a dynamic world. So elimination, acceptance and elimination, that is progress. It is a progressive thing, not a static. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai, Nidai, Nidai. So to get the grace of Nityananda, we shall try to, as possible, as much as possible, to study the character of Sri Gauranga, to serve him, his dham, his persons, all these things. That will easily help us to get the grace of Nityananda. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. ওটা একটা কি গান আছে নাকি, যেটা উপরে রাখবো আর এইটি বর্তমানে ব্যবহার করব। সামথিং আই মাস্ট কন্ট্রাক্ট ইন মাই প্রেজেন্ট স্টেজ অ্যান্ড দি হাইস্ট আইডিয়াল অলওয়েজ আই শ্যাল কিপ অন মাই হেড ওভার মাই হেড উইথ দিস আইডিয়া আই শ্যাল ডু সামথিং হিয়ার দি আইডিয়া the highest model, that is our all in all in our life. To get, to be acquainted with the conception of the highest ideal, that is the best wealth in one's life, and to be in the way of realization. One day, Radhika Madhavasan, that Goswami says. Radhika Madhavasan, only we shall aspire after, cherish the hope that one day I may be taken in the plane where the Radhika Madhava, Radha Madhava is in their glory, sitting as playing Madhava. That should be our prospect. Radhika Madhava. Praptu yasya prasita kripaya sri gurum tam atosmi. Das Goswami's Nama mantra to God's Guru. Nama Srishtam. I am cruelly indebted to Gurudev. Why? Who has given me so many things. Nama Srishtam. The highest conception of the name, the highest sound, the highest form of sound which contains the highest form of thought, aspiration, idea, everything. Manumapi, and next mantram, first name and then mantram. The name is there. Without name, mantram is nothing. If the name is withdrawn, another name is put, the mantra will be opposite. If Krishna Nam is taken from the mantram and there we put another name, the whole mantram will go to that direction. So name is all in all, and the mantra couched in such a way, it with some sort of prayer in the name, that is mantram. I want this. Manumapi Shochi Putram, the great savior, Shochi Putra, who is like a golden mountain, standing to show the direction to us. Krishna Leela. Atta Sarupam, and then his most favorite personal assistant, Sarup Damodar, who is the presentation of Lalita Devi, the favorite, most favorite friend of Radhika. Mahamantra. Namasrestam Manumapi Shochiputtam Atta Sarupam. Then Rupam, who is ordered to distribute the higher types of devotion, the love, the worshipping, the reverence, that is of lower order, reverence, and the love of heart, heart's innermost heart dealing. That Raghanuga Bhakti was distributed through Rupa Goswami. Mahaprabhu considered the Rupa to be the best to deal with this Raghanuga Bhakti. So Rupam, Toshyagrajam, and then Sanatam, who gives some sort of adjustment with Raghanuga Bhakti, Vidhi Bhakti, what is what, a sort of acquaintance with the environment proper. Sanam, Rupam Tashyagrajam, Urupurim Mathurim. Then he has given me this Mathura Mandal, where Radha Govinda have their pastimes, where every creepers, shrubs, sands, rivers, the jungle, the hill, everyone is bearing the acquaintance of Radha Krishna Vida. Wherever I shall cast my glance, they will help me in the remembrance of Radha Govinda. I have got that from him. Mathuring, Goshtabhating, in Madhunami Mathura Mandal, the Goshtabhati, where with the cows, the milkman people, milkmen, they got their villages constructed, their association villages, and so many, and their nature, and their feelings, I am being acquainted with Goswatin. Radha Kunjang, Radha Kunjang, my favorite place of Radha Govinda for that pastime. Giri Varam Hau and this great Govardhana River, Radhika Mahabhavasam. And lastly, he has given the hope, Radhika Mahabhavasam. One day I can get the service of Radhika and Mahabhavasam. All these assurance I have got from my Gurudev, so I bow down my head with all my respects to that feet who has given so many things. So if we are conscious of all these matters, materials, spiritual materials, then I can think that I have approached my Gurudev properly. What is my Guru? What is my Guru? He is filled with all these things. He is, that is my Guru. That is my Guru. And divide that. Oh, his corn has much wealth. Anyone can go and get food. And so he run to his corn. This is not the proper way of going to his corn. The CIGs are always up, they have got some political motive. ISKCON means Americans political posting in the garb of sadhus. That is ISKCON means that, CIA. ISKCON means a form of CIA. There is another vision. So many visions about ISKCON, but what should the real ISKCON be? It is this. Raghunath Das Goswami, he gives the real acquaintance of what is ISKCON, what does it mean, that is ISKCON. So we shall try to understand what is ISKCON. Swaroop Damodar, he has already said, I am told, that we are holding the banner of ISKCON, you are going ahead. Is it not? I heard from some gentleman,
something like that.
The Swaroop Damodar, he has told, we are in ISKCON, the proper. And you administration, you are neglecting this Vedanta ki, ISKCON Vedanta Society, or what is that name of their institute?
Bhakti Vedanta.
Bhakti Vedanta.
Institute.
This is real ISKCON. So, what is ISKCON? Gaur Huyo, Nidai Gaur Huyo. ISKCON must not deviate from this line, then that is ISKCON. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. We have not come to receive ourselves, to fulfill ourselves. ISKCON will fulfill everyone's inner demand, even extending to the vegetables and the stones, taking them to the feet of Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis. There was the errand of Swami Maharaj there. We understand and appreciate that. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. What's the time? Nine.
Pone
dos. Pone dos? So long. Nidai.
One more question.
Yes? Let me try.
When I read in Swami Maharaj's books that one should not take the holy name as a servant, this is offense. One should simply pray for some service, to serve the name. And but when sometimes a devotee finds some dangerous situation, he may cry out the holy name, yes? But that prayer is something like, save me from this danger, yes? So is that an offense to take the name in that sort of a mood of take me out of this danger? Is that some? Is that the wrong mood when one finds himself in a dangerous
Of course, we may pray to the name, to the sadhu, to the, when he finds any danger. And danger in him means his spiritual life. He's justified to justify it, invoking the necessary protection there. Being conscious of his spiritual, valuation of his spiritual life. But the motive, if the motive is a spiritual one, then the protection he must want. Rakshishati Tivishyasu. And Gopriti Varanam Tata. You are my protector. If you leave me, I will be lost. My aspiration to get service one day of you, that will be lost. And this way, in the spiritual connection, we may invoke his help. But if my motive is otherwise, to kanak kamini pratishtha, then if I invoke help, that will, without spiritual for other things, that will be kamuna in the ordinary. Kamaste stesi dhagyana pavaddanti. In the garb of devotion, that will be. Suppose I am tempted by something and I feel tempted to go to that temptation, to embrace that temptation. At that time, and I feel that maybe some hindrance, some trouble, some danger. Then if I save me from such temptation, if I pray to him, it is all right. But if I pray that smoothly I can get that prey of my temptation, that will be bad, awkward. And I'm clear. Am I clear? For the satisfaction of my senses, if I want any protection from the heart, it will be offense. But if I pray that I may be sent, I may be saved from that prey to keep my spiritual life, that will be all right. To upkeep for the interest of spiritual life, we are allowed to pray to him. Without that, how can we save ourselves? All this is protection. The protection of the of Guru, Sadhu, and the Lord, every protection from everywhere. I shall try to cry for protection, but I shall know if I pray protection to satisfy my mundane object, then that will be offense, abroad. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol. Takta Sadharmam Charanam Bhujang Hari Bhajan Napakku Tapatitatu Yadi Jatra Kava Bhadrama Bhudam Shukin Ko Bhatra Aptu Abhajatan Sadharmata. Just as Sadhvadharman Parityajya encourages us to take some risk. So also here in Bhagavatam, Devarshi Narad, when he is giving this 10th slok as advice to Vyasadeva. Takta sadharmam charanam bhujam hari, the immediate call of duty and the absolute call of duty. For the absolute call of duty, we must give up the immediate call of duty. Takta sadharmam charanam bhujam hari bhajan apakkutha patintari. And by doing that, if I get for the temporarily, I have to come down in the calculation of this worldly duty. Devarshi Narad says, what do you lose thereby? No loss. Because the jagat praviti sarva sakarmana tama bhaccha siddhim vindiyata manava sadharmi nidhanam seyu paradharmu bhayavaha. So immediate call of duty you must attend, here it is recommended, and sarvadharmam parityaja. Here he says, by attending to the ordinary call of duty, the very nearest call of duty, you may remain and go on in a safe position, safe way. But if you attempt to have something greater, you will have to take the risk, otherwise, ultimately you will be victorious. Because this will give you very the result of very less value. And for that you attempt to jump beyond your capacity, then neha vikramana sasti pattavayo navidyati salpama pasya dharmasya tayati mahatubha. The higher quality, the grain of higher quality what you have got, that is there, that can't be destroyed. And that accumulated will give you a chance and take you to the highest domain. So encouraging that for progress, we must take the risk. And if we are cowed down by our conscientious consideration, then of course we have to lose detrimental to our high prospect. But anyhow, the connection, the favorable environment is highly required for the purpose. Environment, association. If we take risk for the highest, there also the association will help us a great deal. Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Of course the adhikar, vichar, one's own capacity should also be taken into account. Otherwise, the Shastra and the Sadhu has come to the lowest order, the Acharya. Begin from here. Take this fish, don't take that fish. This meat, not that meat. Take a woman, not go to the prostitutes. One woman. From there the Shastra has come down to control us, to take us in a gradual way. That is impossible. If I say that don't go to women, don't go to check any meat, then he will go, he will become a Mohammedan. He will leave the hold at once. So to keep up considering his future, to keep up him giving some allowance, that is also in the scripture. But when one comes in connection with the Nirguna, that is another.